It's being confirmed that the president of the Syrian National Coalition will visit China starting from today. The visit comes ahead of an international meeting on a political settlement in Syria, which is due to be held later this month in Geneva. Opposition leader Khaled Khoja is scheduled to stay in China from Tuesday until Friday, during which he's expected to discuss the Syrian peace process with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Beijing. Bahrain and Sudan have severed diplomatic relations with Iran a day after Saudi Arabia cut ties with Tehran amid outrage over the Saudi execution of a Shiite cleric. At the same time, the United Arab Emirates decided to downgrade its diplomatic relations with Iran and reduce the number of Iranian diplomats in the country. The worsening ties between Saudi Arabia and Iran have raised global concerns. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's made phone calls with the foreign ministers of the two countries and urged all sides to avoid actions that would further escalate tensions. The UN Special Envoy for Syria is heading to Saudi Arabia and to Iran to gauge the impact. China, the United States, the European Union, among others, have all issued concerns that current events could aggravate regional conflicts.